my spirit to come out and to help us, to remind us of what the Lord started speaking to us about yesterday night, and to try and get us to be conscious of why we are here, so that this gathering will not just be like one of those gatherings. You know, no more talk about religion. It's like you do something over and over and over and over again. The thing that you're doing as a Christian, maybe you started in the spirit, but if you are not conscious, because we've done it over and over and over again, we end up in the flesh. And it becomes a routine that really has no meaning. It becomes a normal sacrifice. You know, the scripture talks about the constantly bringing of the bulls and goats and sacrificing. You come and you sacrifice. You go back, you come and sacrifice again. Come back. And he says it doesn't take away sin. But Jesus came and he made once and for all sacrifice. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We have to prepare to meet with God. Preparing to meet with God doesn't, well, for the priests, they will go and wash, they will make sacrifices, they will go and dress, make sure they dress properly and all that. That's what God has been telling us. Even your dressing is a sacrifice, is a worship. Your dressing is a worship. Praise the name of the Lord. In fact, recently somebody was ministering and it just occurred to me, the thing you smell can change you. The odor, if somebody comes in here with a good perfume and he comes in here and maybe one of these expensive spray, everybody perceives it. Everybody will start turning to just look around to find out who is coming in with that spray. And the person who is coming in, he sprayed it because he wants to attract attention to himself. If you see him, the way he'll be walking, and I will show you there's something. So, brethren, the smell. Even the thing you hear, brethren, affects you. We are embodiment, brethren, of the things we see, the things we hear, the things we smell, the things you touch. You know, emotions can come out of touching. When you have a young brother, he comes to a young sister and says, "Sister, how are you?" You understand? Brethren, so we are embodiment of all that, you know. Somebody ministering and talked about the five doors. We are embodiment of what you see, what you taste, what you eat, what you hear, what you see. Praise the name of the Lord. We must prepare our hearts today. You must prepare your heart today. If this gathering, we call it a camp meeting, you can call it a conference, whether it's a local or international or national or whatever. But our gathering here is in accordance with God's will. What did he say? We should not forsake the assembly of ourselves as we see the day of the Lord approaching. For young people, it's not a time for you to come and see yourselves. I'm sure some of you, will you be at the camp meeting? Will you be like, okay, we will see. And all of you have come together to see yourself. It should not be the time. Praise the name of the Lord. It's a time to meet with God, and we must prepare. What do we prepare? By washing, you know, we're all wearing fine dresses. Maybe we'll just bring out the fine dresses so that fine shoes. That is not the time. It is time to prepare your heart. So that, brethren, this meeting is not, it's end of year Montessori camp meeting. And it finishes, whatever comes out of it, one first day, second day you jump, third day, maybe first day after the first camp meeting, you were able to jump 10 times. Second day, you jump 10 times. Third day, it is 8. The fourth day, it has reduced to 5th. Five jumps. By the time you get into 6 and 7 days, we go back to status quo. It will not be like that for this camp meeting. It will never be. And for it not to be like that for you, you have to decide. I have to decide. I have to make up my mind. Praise the name of the Lord. God is going to be speaking to us. But one thing I found out is that if you're on this level and God is speaking on this level, you will get nothing. It will just sound and you go back. We have a lot of challenges in our lives. We have a lot of things we've been crying to God. God, help me overcome. There's no way you can overcome except you take the word of God. It dwells in you and it becomes fresh in you and begin to work in you. If you don't have anything in you, brethren, you have nothing to offer when the enemy attacks you. If you're somebody who is prone to anger, or somebody who is prone to offense, or somebody who is prone to lying, you have nothing to offer. You have nothing to use in resisting the enemy when he comes against you. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Brethren, somebody said, like Brother Chijoke reminded us last night, that this meeting, camp meeting, is going to be a meeting of reality. The reality of the things that are in your life. I see that, you know, these days when people are selling bags of rice, especially here, some dubious people will now mix the bags of rice with what? Stones, you know, these small gravels. When you carry it, 50 kilos, it's weighing 55 kilos. Hallelujah. You say, I made a good buy. You take it to them. And when you begin to sieve it out the rice and all that, you find out that 30% of that weight is what? Stones. And the real rice you have there is what? 70%. And you found out you've been cheated. It's going to be a reality, brethren, of what you have in your life. The reality of that which is in your life as a Christian for how many years, I don't care how many years you have been as a Christian, is going to be revealed in this meeting, after this meeting. You know, we are talking too much. We talk too much as Christians. You assume a lot of things. You know, Christians, we have a way of doing things. Oh, praise the Lord and all that. Brethren, it's going to be a meeting of reality of the substance that is in your life. The Bible says that, what does it say? That the things that we see are what? Temporal. But the things that are eternal are that those things you don't see. The internal things in our lives are going to be revealed in this meeting and after this meeting. Praise the name of the Lord. And in the course of this meeting, brethren, those things that are in your life, those areas that are in your life that God wants to touch will be revealed to you. You say, I stand at the door and knock. If you open, I'll do what? I will come in. He doesn't force his way. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. God will not force his way on you. What he can do is to persuade you. What the brethren comes here, what I'm trying to do now is to persuade us, to encourage us. The Bible puts it this way, say exhort. But the Bible also says what? Rebuke. Whether it's exhortation, in love, or in rebuke, or whatever, brethren, it's all for our own goodness. It's all for to be blessed. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And I want to say that, brethren, we must make every effort, every one of us, no matter the word that is coming on, not to be offended. Amen. Hallelujah. You guard your heart. Let there not be any haughtiness in our hearts. Oh, does he think he knows too much? The enemy is going to come. Oh, he's preaching. What of his life? He's going to come. It's going to come to you. He's going to minister to you. There are spirits that are moving around. As the word is coming, he's ministering something to you. And those spirits, brethren, are the spirit of the birds that come to pick the word. Hallelujah. You remember the parable of the sower. Praise the name of the Lord. That is exactly where I'm going to. So let me just read. God is going to be ministering to us. And brethren, if we are tuned in, you'll be able to hear God speaking. You'll be able to know what is the voice of God. You'll be able to know what is my voice. Amen. You will take the voice of God and my voice you put away. You know, Paul was able to discern. He now says, this I'm saying to you is not the Lord. But I believe that But I have the Spirit of God. And from my own experiences, all that I've passed through, I say this to you. Praise the name of the Lord. You'll be able to Understand that. But when you say, thus says the Lord, the man who is also in the spirit will be able to know what thus says the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. And I want to encourage all of us. Let us get out from this lowest level and make every effort, brethren, to come up to God, to listen to what God is saying. Hallelujah. Not to look at people's movements. You know, at times, you know, the pastors, them, they have a way of moving. You know, you understand? Hallelujah. They just move around. And when they buy a new shoe, they say, and the Lord kicked the devil. And then if you're in the spirit, you understand what he's doing. He's showing it his shoe. It's not that the Lord is kicking the devil. Because the devil is kicking the man self. Praise the name of the Lord. That's on a lighter note. Let us read, I'll just read a scripture. Brother, it is serious business. Whether it is the aged, of whom I'm part of the aged. God should help me. I've been praying for myself. Or whether you are a father, whether you are a mother, whether you are a youth. You know, there are those who call themselves youths. All of us are youths, so before God. Whether you are a child, brethren, it is serious business. God can minister and he can touch every one of us here. But there's something that we need to do to prepare our hearts. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And I pray, my desire and prayer is that God's spirit of soberness will come upon us in this camp meeting. That by the time God finishes with us, brethren, when we are worshiping, we will bring down the presence of God here. And that is the presence of God that will make a difference. Not singing to our flesh or to ourselves, but giving praise and worship to God. Hallelujah. If you check through your life, and I check through my life, we'll find out that what God mentioned to us last night about fallow ground is true. There are areas of your life that God has not touched, that is overgrown with weeds. True or false? Brethren, if we don't have any area that is clear, by now, brethren, in fact, we will not be touching ground, we'll be there. If you say you don't have any area of your life, I will just come to you straight. I'll just come closer to you, and then we'll see how you react. Amen. There are fallow grounds in your heart. Paul says the things that we are gain, I forgot. I count them as dung for the excellency of the knowledge of God. And I press on. God wants to touch those areas of our lives that are still lying fallow. He's insisting. Because we don't have time. He wants to do a quick walk. That is why God brought that word to us. Jeremiah chapter 4. He says, "For thus says the Lord to the men of Judah and Jerusalem." What did he say to them? Break up your fallow ground. Break up your fallow ground. What is your fallow ground? What is my fallow ground? Those areas of my life, of your life, that God has not touched. Is it your emotion? Some of us are so emotional. There's something, don't touch that area. Is it your mind? Some of us have our own minds, especially children that are growing up. They have their own minds. Nobody should correct you. Nobody should talk to you. Hallelujah. Is it your desire? There is a desire. Let the Lord not come. I must marry before. That is my desire. It's a passion. It takes you over. Nobody can tell you anything contrary. Somebody comes and he says, Lord, wait. After all, I can hear God too. Hallelujah. Is it your will? There are some of us who are set on our will. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. That is, you have a fallow ground. And I want us to focus not on your achievement as a Christian. Not in those areas that you have overcome. Praise the Lord. You have overcome. If you read through the Revelations, Jesus was addressing the churches. And thank God for our Father. He knows how to love us. He knows how to motivate us. He comes to them and says, I know your works, your good works. God knows the areas that you have overcome. He knows your service. He knows the way you sacrifice to give to the brethren. He knows the way you visit them. He knows the way you pray for the brethren every day. He knows the way in the secret place you wake up in the morning and have a good time. He knows the way you resist. You know the way you can discern and say, this man is not an apostle. I don't go to anywhere. He knows it. He knows those good things. But he says to them, the Ephesian church, say, one thing. Just one thing I have against you. Just one thing. Not two things. The other churches, he just prays. You know, he tells them about good. He says, I have a few things. A few. Let God not say to me that I have many things against you. Let's turn our hearts together. Say, God, say, come, God, what do you have against me? Let it not be, oh God, this area. You see, that is the spirit of the Pharisees. It comes subtly. Oh, I give tithes. You beat your chest. We beat our chests. I know I have done this. I'm a good boy. I'm a good girl. You know, I do this, I do that. You know, that's the spirit of the Pharisees. But that woman came and beat her chest and says, God, have mercy on me. Who went home blessed? Please, who went home blessed? The woman who came and acknowledged that, Lord, I'm a sinner. For us to be blessed in this gathering, God to bless us, brethren, we must come in the lowliness of heart. We must come desiring God to touch those areas of our lives. God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. You know, at times we are careless. Oh, we just sing. Oh, we just pray. In fact, even when the word is going on, our minds are just going. He will reward them that do what? Diligently seek him. God wants to reward us. And let our diligence in seeking God start from our preparing our hearts, our readiness, brethren, to open up our fallow grounds to the Lord. Our readiness to open up those areas of our lives where we know, nobody knows, but you know, and God knows. Whether you know it or not, God knows. And God will not force his way into those areas. He wants to touch those areas. Those fallow grounds of our lives, brethren, are the areas that hinder us. They're the area that hinder us. And those areas, brethren, are the hidden places of the enemy, the devil. That is their platform. When a force, a group of soldiers, they want to attack maybe a nation, where do they go to? They just don't go to the open street and just say, oh, we are coming, oh, we are coming. Where do they look for? They look for the bushes. That is why they put on camouflage. Amen? Amen. They put on camouflage and they hide themselves. Brethren, those fallow grounds in your life, in my life, are hiding places for the devil to hide in and to launch attack. I don't know whether I'm making sense. Hallelujah. But I'm encouraging us today to submit those areas of our lives as the word of God come to the Lord. Let him clear the bushes. Let him plow it. Maybe it's so hard that God has to bring, you know, I'm a farmer. There are special plows you use in breaking. No, those ones, they are like diggers. He comes in first, he digs into the ground, and he breaks up the stony and the rocky land. And then they will bring in the harrow. The harrow will come and break up those rocks into small bits before you can plant. If you see agriculture in developed countries, There are a lot of processes that go on the land before they plant. So if you're in the air, you just see the wheat blossoming, hectares and hectares of land, wheat blossoming. You don't know what has gone on. Brethren, that is what God wants to do to those fallow. I'm concentrating on the fallow areas of our lives. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And God wants to encourage us. He's encouraging us. He said we should not be afraid. Yes, when he puts that digger to break it up, it may be a little bit painful, but brethren, later on, brethren, it will blow some and you're going to have fruits. I'm just encouraging you and encouraging myself, all of us, that brethren, let us be ready. Let us be willing to give that those areas of our life. There's no time. That's the problem. There is no time. Praise the name of the Lord. He says, break up the ground. We should not sow in thorns. Sow not among thorns. You know the parable now. The seed that fell in thorns, it came up immediately, and the thorns choked the plant, and it died, withered. What are the thorns in your life? Well, simply, the cares, worries, anxieties, things I will eat, things I will think, the things I will drink, things I will wear, what are my future? Those are the thorns. God is saying, brethren, we should hand them over to him. Then he says, circumcise your heart. This is very important. Circumcise, brethren, the flesh is a covering. Carnality is a covering. Carnality. We are carnal in our thoughts. We walk by the principle of the tree of good and evil. That is by the law of sin and death. It cannot bring life. Doesn't bring life. Hallelujah. Rather, it brings judgment. Oh, you have your mind. Oh, 1 + 1 = 2. If it's not like this, this man is like this. Look at the way he's walking. Look at the way he's dressing. So, QED is like that. Hallelujah. That is the flesh. You slap me. I managed to turn this one. You slap me the third time. The third time, Bible didn't say what I should do. Process, he told us that of that man. And he reacted. That is the flesh. Hallelujah. Circumcise your flesh. Be defrauded. Be ready to be defrauded. Be ready to receive slap. Not twice, not three times. Forgive your enemies. Pray for those who despitefully use you. Hallelujah. Many of us, there is so much offense. Let us decide that we will not be offended. God says we should approach the throne of grace, but we should come with consciences that are void of offense. Decide not to be offended by anybody, because God can even use the word of his word to offend you. We are prone to murmuring and complaining. But remember the children of Israel. Complaining and murmuring. They got into trouble with God. We complain about the government. We complain about our brother. We complain about this. We complain about that. We complain with mama. Oh, the other day it was raining. I said, oh God, this rain again. Why should it be raining here in December? I said, God, have mercy. Thank God for the shower. It's, the weather is very hot. And rain is coming just because rain beat me. I said, it's complaining. Hallelujah. And all these are from the what? From the flesh. From our carnal nature. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Let us reject carnality. Let us say carnal, the flesh. Let us circumcise the flesh of our hearts. And that's what God is going to be doing to us here. It's not going to be easy. Circumcision is not easy. Well, the small children, you know, when they cry. Hallelujah. You may have some little pain, but brethren, it will do us good later. Circumcise yourself to the Lord. Take away the foreskins of your heart. You know, the foreskins are in the heart. That's where pride comes. That's where everything comes. That's where haughtiness is. That is where, before you sin, is conceived in the heart. Take away the foreskin. And that foreskin is a landing pad for the devil. Of your heart. Ye men of Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem, lest my fury come forth like fire and burn that none can quench it because of the evil of your doings. I have a few things Lord said against you, the church in Ephesus, the church in Philadelphia. I have one thing against you. You've left your first love. The church in Philadelphia and all that. I have a few things against you. There's one church that God didn't find anything good amongst them. Hallelujah. Declare ye in Judah, publish in Jerusalem, and say, blow ye the trumpets. That's what's going to be happening in the land. Cry, gather together, say, assemble yourself, and let us go into the defense city. But God is saying to us, come into the defense city. That's part of the thing He's going to say to us. Hallelujah. And we cannot come into the defense city, brethren, with fallow ground. Hallelujah. Set up the standards. Standards are going to be set towards Zion. Retire. I was looking at retire. Retire says there, if you look at it, says be strong. Be strong. Stay not. Don't stay there. Be strong to move. Don't stay in your position. For I will bring evil from the north and a great destruction. The lion is come up from his thicket, and the destroyer of the, not God's people, of the Gentiles is on his way. He is gone forth from his place to make thy land desolate, and thy city shall be laid waste without an inhabitant. If you are in the holy place and you refuse to move forward, you know that holy place is a transition. Either you move forward, but it's coming to a time. Please move. Okay, the door has been closed. Everybody move back. We don't want anybody here. Move back. Okay, all of you. Okay, you don't want to move. Okay, stay. All the place from the outer court to everyone. Okay, all of you now. There's no holy place. It's all outer court. You will face what is happening to the people, the Gentiles. Hallelujah. Serious business. Not serious business with you and me. Not serious business between you and your brother. Serious business between you and God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There must be truth in your heart. There must be truth in my heart. Hallelujah. If I'm sinner, I come to God and say, God, have mercy on me. Jacob was trying to ask God, bless me. Bless me, God, bless me. He held the angel, bless me. Bless me. He was so strong. He was so strong in his ways. Angel, bless me. The angel could even had to break his tie. And Jacob was still holding on. The angel couldn't go. So you have to ask him, say, what is your name? He said, I'm a son planter. Say, yes, I don't know whether he said it with, but he said, I'm a supplanter. He said, say it loud. I want to hear it. I didn't hear you. He said, I'm a supplanter, I'm a liar, I'm a cheat. I'm a cheat. I'm a fornicator. You know, I'm an anger and raging. You know, I'm a carnal man. He said, say it loud. Because he wanted to be blessed. Hallelujah. He was not ashamed. He said, that is who I am. He said, you will no longer be a supplanter. I will change your name. God was telling about changing of name. There are, brethren, our names need to be changed. Our names need to be changed. And that is what God wants to do. It's a meeting of reality, we've been told. We have to break up our fallow ground. You have to break up your fallow ground. Forget about the things that we are gained. Paul said that if you are boast, those who are boasting, I can boast. I'm a Hebrew of Hebrew. As concerning zeal in the law. You know, some of us, you know, we boast in our zeal for God. Like there's someone professor who died. And the wife, we went to visit the wife, told me, Che, you see, in fact, the whole women in that church, they didn't help church, they were fasting for 7 days after the burial. If you go to church, you know, there are three pews. One, you know, my husband and we built, we made three seats, pews. You know, these seats, one was for his late father, and one was for my father, and one was for the late mother. If you go there, you see special pews. We donated. I looked at him. I pitied her. She was saying it with all pride. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. It is not what you have achieved. God is not. He said, our righteousness are like filthy rags. But it's not because he doesn't appreciate them. Because there's something better. Hallelujah. Paul had to count all those things as rubbish. You know, translation say it is counted them as trash for the excellency. He said, I have not attained. Because he knew. He said, the things that I want to do, I cannot do. I can't do. But those things I don't want to do, those are the things that I find myself doing. How many of us can reckon with them? God told me one day, say, wishing alone is not enough. And in fact, he used a very bad word, which I don't like using. He says, wishful thinking. Will enough is not enough. The will must be translated into action. So I want to encourage us that God wants to bless us in this meeting. But the blessing that you get from his word and from his interaction with us today will depend on me and it will depend on you. We need to come to him with a sincere heart. If you have, say, God, have mercy on me, a miserable sinner. God, you know this area of my life. Look, I've been struggling. He is able. He says God has given us all that we need for life and for godliness. Praise the name of the Lord. We shall know the truth, and the truth shall set us free. Let's bow our heads. Let's bow our heads and ask the Father to help us. Ask the Father to help you. Brethren, if you really come to God sincerely and submit your heart to God sincerely, this moment, just like he saved you, he's going to lift you up from the level of carnality to a level. In a twinkling of an eye, if you come to him sincerely, the Bible says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. He says, lest the wicked man forsake his thoughts. Because the wickedness is in the thought, and the unrighteous man his ways, and let him return unto the Lord. Let's ask the Lord Father to have mercy on us in this meeting. We want to meet with him. Do you want to touch him? Then cry. You know, God does not hear a cry. He says, a broken and a contrite heart he will not despise. There's something that God cannot pass over when he sees a broken and a contrite heart. When he sees a man that does not have strength in himself. When he sees a man that is not standing in what he thinks is he has gained in God. When he sees a man that beats his chest or her chest and says, oh God, I'm a wretched sinner. Because I know that I'm limited by the flesh. Because I know that I'm walking in the flesh. Because I know before God I have nothing to offer. God will not overlook that person. He says his eyes is moving to and fro the whole earth, seeking for those whose hearts are perfect. That perfection, those are those whose hearts are true. It doesn't mean that he doesn't have a weakness. But your heart is true. You know, God, yes, this is those whose hearts are true before him. His eyes, you know, in order to show himself strong on their behalf. Your heart is true. You know you have a weakness in that area. You know there's a fallow ground. You open it. God will show himself strong. And you will receive strength to be able to overcome those foxes that eat up the vine. Let's ask the Lord to have mercy, first of all, on you. Ask God, Lord, have mercy on me. Hallelujah. He searches the heart. He sees your heart. He sees my heart. Lord, have mercy on me. He wants the flow of life to come into you. Brethren, we can have a flow of life.
We can't have it.
A flow of life that is not disrupted. Maybe you lack peace. Maybe you have anxiety. Maybe you have fear. Hallelujah. Fear of the future. It's because you can't trust God. Because there are that area of your life where fear is lodged, anxiety is lodged. The source of those areas of your life you've not been able to overcome is within that fallow ground. Just open your heart to God and say, God, deal with me. If I perish, I perish. God may want you to give up something. You can start giving it up now, even before He opens His mouth, He sees your heart. So that when the word comes, it will find a fertile ground. Let's ask God to have mercy on us. Throughout this camp meeting, let's God to have mercy upon us that will not be here in rioting. Hallelujah. And surfeiting. Hallelujah. Our focus will not be on ourselves. Our focus will not be what will we eat. Our focus will not be, oh, there's no light, there's no water. Our focus will not be, oh, it's the place is not comfortable. Hallelujah. Brethren, that there will be a ready heart. God create a ready heart in me to me with you. And that when we have the right heart, brethren, it will order everything about this meeting. Let us ask God to do that for us. Let us ask God to bless us with His presence. Let God bless us with His presence. As we sing, we will not be struggling to sing unto Him. As we sing, we will be focused on Him. As we sing, as we worship, we will worship the Lord. Every heart will be... He's the only one that is relevant here. The King is the only one that should be relevant here. Not me, not you. And we let God help us set our hearts. Joshua said, "As set before you good and evil, but as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." You choose. Let us choose the good. We have to make the choice. Have mercy on us, Father. Have mercy on us, Lord. Have mercy. Father, we don't just want to come and waste this time like the prodigal son in riotous living. We don't want to waste this time in riotous living. Oh God, Lord, we want this time we're going to spend together with you, Lord, and with one another, Lord, to come with a blessing from you. We want every one of us, Lord, that our names will be changed. Lord, that you will change our names, oh God. Lord, that your mercy, the songwriter says, your mercies are new every morning, and great is your faithfulness. Great is your faithfulness. You have gathered us. We are not gathered of our own selves. You've gathered us. Father, let there be a hunger in our hearts. Let there be a willingness to submit the fallow areas of our lives to you, that you might touch. Lord, that the devils that are hiding in those fallow areas, those thick areas might flee. Lord, that your spirit will come by your word, Lord, to clear and to burn. Oh God, and to till. And to plow, that your seed might fall and germinate and bring forth fruit unto you. This is our prayer. Hallelujah. 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 Before our brother comes up, just those of you, you want God to touch you in this camp meeting. Maybe you feel dry. Maybe you feel low. When the word is going on, you're not understanding. At times you feel it's too high. At times you feel it's too hard. When the word is going on, you find out your heart is just rejecting. At times my heart does that. But you want God to grant you grace to be able to arrest your heart and to be able to bring it under subjection to the word of God. Just stand on your feet wherever you are. Just as a token. No, I just said as a token to God. You shun the shame. It doesn't matter whether anybody is looking at you. My hand is up. I'm standing up. My hand is already up. We want God to touch you. Touch you in this meeting. And change your name. And change your soul. Change your heart. And move you forward from where you were before when you came in here. And stop that forward and backward in your life. Hallelujah.